KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 4:52. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to The Hardline. And coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to listen to some Shaquille O'Neal audio.
All right.
The Cobras last interfacing with him when the mighty Lakers were here last week. Right now, though, it is time to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
And this brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. That's 8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Bette Midler and her Kiss My Brass tour rolls through the AAC this Thursday night, I believe. That would be the 29th, right?
That's, yes.
Yes, the Thursday, the 29th. And Texas Tickets has some seats for that, which we think you will find to be remarkable. So remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets and call them up about Bette Midler, 214-696-8001. So let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality of all. Abrasive and over-the-top personalities down here at the Super Bowl. Here he is, Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello, hello. Boys, this will be a weird 2 days in the world of entertainment because last... Well, thank you.
They love you, Corby.
I know. They really love you.
They
really do.
Because you're the snake.
Because last night you had the Golden Globes. Normally there's a 10-day waiting period between the Golden Globes and the Oscar nominations.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., you will know who will be nominated for the Oscars.
Now, no doubt you and the E! News crew will be up early in the morning.
I will be awake. I will not be on site, I'm sorry, in Los Angeles, because I'm down here in Houston. But me and my associates will be working as far as gathering information, data, interviews, whatnot.
You'll be by the wire machine waiting for that data to come over.
Yes,
huh?
We will.
Oh, you get it before it hits the wire, don't you?
Well, yeah, there's about three or four people in the United States who get that, and I'm one.
Expo.
He's the other.
Groobs!
So last night, the Golden Globes took place, and if this is a precursor to the Oscars, then you can expect a big night for Lord of the Rings. Because it won Best Drama. They split it up into dramas and comedies at the Golden Globes. It won Best Motion Picture in a Drama, beating out Mystic River, Seabiscuit, Master and Commander, and Cold Mountain. Peter Jackson.
Cold Mountain any good?
Grego saw it.
I saw it. Chick flick. I saw it. It's quality.
It's good, though. I mean, it's a very well-made movie. I just didn't like it. I mean, it's a good movie. I just didn't care for it too much.
How about Air Biscuit was released last year?
Air Biscuit?
Yeah.
Because Renee Zellweger's in it. Well, you're not going to like this then.
Renee Zellweger is your winner for Best Supporting Actress in a comedy.
She was awesome. Of course, they were all awesome.
What'd she win?
She was great in it. Nicole Kidman was great. Jude Law was great.
Best Bee Sting Victim.
I don't know why y'all don't think. I think she's hot as hell.
Looks like she was and
she's
stung by a swarm of bees on her face. Big
she's
puffy
from Houston,
face.
So we can keep it local.
That's right.
She kind of has oil head. You know
what is oil head? I've never heard of that.
Looks like
you know what? Yeah, I need a dictionary for
new.
All your descriptions of women. Horse head, oil face. I just don't get it.
She does.
Like she has a very
mixed up. I think it's horse face and oil head.
Right. She does have oil head.
She has a very
what is
thin. Oil,
what is it?
Listen.
Not a
no scream it proper.
He's one of the best pitchers the Rangers have ever had. Oilhead Boyd. I'm telling you.
A very thin layer of oil covers her face.
She's very waxy.
Oh,
yes.
She is.
Her head
not.
Looks like a
now,
giant
oil head,
candle.
Oil head and wax face are one and the same.
Right.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You have to look out for them. But she definitely has oil head. But she's a great actress. Ever since she burst on the scene with Jerry Maguire, she's a great actress.
Wasn't she in Dazed and Confused?
Zellweger?
No.
I don't think so.
She was not in Dazed and Confused.
That was Esther Rolfe.
She was dead by the time Dazed and Confused.
No, I think she was in that movie, but she didn't go by the name Renee Zellweger. It was a different name.
She go by Oilhead?
I don't think it was Oilhead.
Oilhead, no. Boy.
I think she was in that movie.
Renee Oily?
I'd like for you to prove that, Greg.
I can't. That theory cannot be proven. That's the problem.
Are you thinking Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
She was in that.
Yeah.
The re-release or the sequel to that. Not sequel.
I think she's proud of that today.
I think Matthew McConaughey was in it too. What do they care? She made $35 million for gaining 30 pounds.
And doesn't look too bad when she gained the weight.
Badass. I didn't see her. Did you see her last night?
I saw a clip from her last night.
She didn't look bad?
Didn't look bad at all.
They say that she looked real juggy. Like the weight has gone to her jug.
Extremely gigantic jug.
She was not juggy prior to this.
I mean, real milky looking jug.
Those are some good jugs.
What? Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, just kind of real
like
bubbly and bouncy.
Like
and
pregnant jugs.
What are milky?
Yeah. Pregnant jugs. You know how the breast inflates with milk whenever you have a child?
Just real. They need to be lanced. I don't find that terribly appealing myself.
Right. But sometimes girls that aren't.
That's how they look.
Yeah, and it's even that more
that
erotic.
That means lactation's a possibility at any moment.
Did you say they need to be lanced?
Yeah. Like they're just way too blown up too much.
Well, Kevin's calling for the give it to me lance now. Another big winner last night was the film that I'm the only one who's seen on the crew, which really disappoints me.
What?
Lost in Translation. Well, hell, I'm the only one who's seen Lord of the Rings, too. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, I need to see that.
Carry the torch for everyone here.
I know. I need to see Lost in Translation. That looks good.
It is tremendous.
It
won three awards last
Francis
night.
Ford's daughter?
Sophia Coppola. She won for Best Screenplay.
Horseface?
Sophia Coppola?
Mm-hmm. Definite.
I don't know. I don't know what she looks
like.
Yes,
she does. Well, she's got ugly face.
Partial
I don't know if
head.
It's horsey or not, but it's definitely ugly.
No, it's the face of the equine.
Well,
for sure.
A lot of the... If she's partial oil head, a lot of the Italians suffer from oil head. They can't help it. It's just not their fault. Bill Murray won for Best Comedic Actor.
So that's what I hate about those Golden Globes. They break it down into dramatic and comedic.
Now, I hear he had a funny acceptance speech. It says here that he walks up there and looks around. And he goes, there are so many people trying to take credit for this thing, I don't even know where to begin. So I fired my agent and all my reps. Chris Farley thought that was funny. Diane Keaton, who is not that bad. She won for Something's Gotta Give for lead actress in a comedy.
Was she sitting by Jack?
What's the matter with her?
Yes. Yuck.
Nothing, I told you.
Yeah, I know, I'm talking to Danny.
She's
over the age of 30. So a woman can't possibly be good looking if she's over 30 to Danny.
Oh, what does she look like, Danny?
Looks like she has cheese badge.
And what is that affliction like?
It's like oil head, but down low.
Why is there cheese involved?
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
And how does one know when one encounters it?
Just the gut feeling, Mike. Move on.
You like queso or a block?
All right.
Or is it Munster?
Enough.
Or Corby Jack.
Corby Jack. We've crossed the line. Let's reel it back in. Mr. Gribber.
Oh, you don't need to be telling us and lecturing us. And I damn sure don't need to have the little stupid-ass sayings that you wrote on the run sheet.
Like
you
what?
Read this runs on the run sheet? Writes on there, keep on trucking with hot sports talk. Sports is fun. Put on a smiley face.
And?
Well, isn't sports fun?
Well, I don't need it coming from Corby telling me to keep on trucking with hot sports talk.
And what else did I write?
I'm not reading the
last
one.
That's the slogan of the week.
for Super
Here,
Bowl.
Read the last one. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll let you read it.
All right.
I'll let you read it. This is our three words of wisdom for today to do a good show. Keep on trucking with hot sports talk.
Put on a smiley face. Sports is fun. And
send your butt in here with a fiery HSO.
Send your butt hair
with fiery HSO.
That's the kind of crap you got to put up with, Rhymes.
I did the run sheet. I wanted to add something special.
Rhymes, after 10 years, why can't we get a good
drink? I respect that, man.
No,
like
you
that.
Don't.
I think we have Cobra Pearls of Wisdom every day like that.
Okay, you're going to do the run sheet every day. So I want three.
All right.
Three what?
Something.
Boom!
Three pearls of wisdom every day.
All right.
And a little
what
bit
else?
Better than keep on trucking with hot sports talk. That's what he wrote on here.
Email those to me so I can get Doc to read them for a liner.
Oh, boy.
Well, I wish we had a website. We could put this on there and the P1s can look at it. We're the only one that doesn't have a website.
Right, in the world.
Groobs is in charge of it.
Groobs is failing.
Groups. Let's get this back on track. Mystic River. Mystic River did pretty well. Sean Penn won for Best Dramatic Actor. He didn't show up, though. Tim Robbins also won for Best Supporting Actor in a serious film.
Did he show up?
He was there. He said, the good thing about this coming early is that I get to drink now.
You know, Sean Penn was pretty good. Was he any better than Kevin Bacon in that movie?
Yes!
I don't know, man. Kevin Bacon's an underrated actor. He is good in everything he does. Never gets any credit as a great actor. I'm telling you, he doesn't. He's good. He was great in that movie. I mean, Sean Penn was phenomenal,
He was in a class by... Tim Robbins was great, too, but they both blew Kevin Bacon out of the water. And let's not forget Whitey Powers...
True.
A.K.A. Lawrence
Fishburne.
Yeah.
Not so sure that Sean Penn was much better in that than he was in 21 Grams, though.
True. On the TV side of things.
Wow, here's some inventive people. I mean, they're doing a story on Radio Row.
Right.
Doing a TV show on Radio Row.
Best drama series for a television, beating out CSI, Nip Tuck, 6 Feet Under, and The West Wing was 24. For Best Actress in a Drama Series, beating out Jennifer Garner, Allison Janney, Jolie Richardson, and Amber Tamblyn of Joan of Arcadia, was Frances Conroy for 6 Feet Under.
They should have given it to Jennifer Garner just because she's so hot.
That's a good win for Frances Conroy.
Well, she's good in that show.
Well, she was good.
Mm-hmm. Veteran actress.
And Jolie Richardson's good, too.
Who's probably done a lot of stuff without getting a whole lot of credit for it over the years, and now she's getting her due.
Is that the mom in Nip Tuck, Grego?
Yes.
Okay.
She's great.
And Best Actor in a Drama Series, beating out Michael Chiklis in The Shield, William Peterson, CSI, Martin Sheen, The West Wing, and Kiefer Sutherland, 24, is Anthony LaPaglia for Without a Trace.
I watched that show.
That.
It's good. It's a good show.
He's always good, though.
And he's good in that show, too.
And let's see, Best Actress.
What was the name of the show he was in a few years ago? A few years ago, yeah, he had like a lawyer show that was really good.
And Anthony LaPaglia?
Yeah, I think so.
Owen Marshall, Counselor at Law?
No.
Matlock?
No.
Owen Marshall, Counselor at Law.
What's his name? Anthony LaPaglia.
Yeah.
LaPaglia. Yeah. Look it up. There's some show called The Office, which is a Brit show.
Have you guys ever watched that?
No, is it on BBC?
Oh, God. Hands down, best show on television. I ain't kidding.
Why haven't you come forward with
Boy,
this before?
What is it? Scottish accents?
Yes.
Yeah.
I promise you, you better tap on those brakes, Kevin.
I'm not
fighting through a British accent.
Listen, if you can fight through the British accents... You will love it. I promise you.
I am.
Hands down. Okay, well, see, Grego's already gotten on board with it. I wish the rest of you would, too. If you can fight through the British accents, hands down, funniest show on television. I ain't kidding either.
Because well, British humor, though?
Yeah.
See, I don't get that
British humor. No, it's not British humor.
Everybody always told me how funny all those British stuff with Benny Hill.
You watch this, Freedom?
Are you being served and everything? I've tried those, and those are just not funny.
It's not typical wacky British humor. I mean, it's stuff that you would see in the United States, and they're going to try to make a U.S. version of
it. They are.
But I promise you that it will pale in comparison because they're going to get somebody to be completely over the top. It's very subtle, understated. Plus, they don't have the stupid ass laugh tracks. It's not like a British Curb. But
that should be every laugh track.
Boy, it sure should.
They don't let us build them a laugh
track. Yeah, every laugh track should just be, it should come from our stuff.
Stop. Who's that?
Oh, no.
Greatest laugh ever.
Sarah Jessica Parker won for Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy Series. And the guy from The Office, Ricky Gervais, won for Best Actor in a Comedy Series, beating out the great Matt LeBlanc from Friends.
Matt LaFat. I promise. If you watch that show, a couple times, that guy absolutely deserves Best Actor in a Comedy.
I got season one on DVD for Christmas, and I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, you're missing out.
It's great. Well,
how many seasons have there been?
You know what? I've heard there's only two seasons.
Five.
But they cut their season short.
What's the premise? What's it about?
It's about an office, and it's about a fictitious company and what goes on in this company. And the boss, David Brent, who's Ricky Gervais, he's just a complete jackass. And he thinks he's God's gift to the world. He thinks he's real funny, and it's just, it's hilarious. You got to watch it.
It sounds funny. It sounds so funny, I'm going to laugh right now.
I think I'm going to laugh too, Corby.
You and Miller getting in on it.
All right.
Leonard Skinner just popped in.
And have you guys watched that Angels in America?
No.
Al Pacino, Meryl Streep?
Yeah. It won Best Miniseries, Best Actress, Best Actor. Al Pacino and Meryl Streep won Actress and Actor for a miniseries or TV movie. I've never seen it before. And Mary Louise Parker won for Best Supporting Actress, and Jeffrey Wright won Best Supporting Actor. All Angels in America.
That's probably pretty good, but I just...
Was that the HBO deal?
It was because it was about AIDS. It's a liberal cause. Of course it's going to do well.
That's right. It's the liberal left.
That's right.
The same ones who go around to lean-tos and providing them with satellite dishes.
Shut up.
Who won Best Actress?
In what?
And the boo boop.
What, Mike?
And the boo boop.
What was that?
Who won Best Actress for what?
Drama.
We just gave them.
Yeah, I just told you every single one.
Well, read them again.
No, we're done.
I missed like half of them.
Hey, no.
Corby, didn't Al Pacino look absolutely ridiculous?
He did. I never saw him, but I'm going to take your word for it.
He's taken the Propecian minoxidil train as far as it will go, and his hair's patchy as hell. It just looked like crap last night.
Did he
bring his hot wife with him?
She was out in the audience, but he looked
like crap.
That's
what I like about the Golden Globes, is because there's no
stage.
Wife?
Beverly D'Angelo.
Remember, they got knocked her up.
Not anymore, they're not.
Yeah, oh, they got divorced?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
She sued him, didn't she?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're talking about this. What, Mike?
What about the Musers?
The Musers suck balls. All right, who's in there on the board?
Psycho. You guys are out of town. He's going nuts.
Yeah, no one's left. Everyone's here.
I thought she was married to Chevy Chase anyway.
That's just in the vacation movies. All right, there you go. There's a look at last night's Golden Globes. Coming up next, we'll see what Cobra brings back from his most recent interfacing with Shaquille O'Neal.